Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us and starting your day in a positive way. We've got a great couple shows for you. I do want to do a couple shout-outs to all of our callers, lots of our callers. I'm just going to pick some names that I love hearing from everyone. And, of course, I do want to give out that phone number. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Big shout-out to Alice, Carolyn, Jerry, Rosie, Johnny, let's see, Karen, God, so many people. I love to hear from all of you. And if you haven't won, don't give up. Please keep calling because your name goes into a drawing. We have so many things that we are giving away. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, Chad, he'll be here in a couple minutes. He needed his coffee this morning. And, of course, Tom.
I'm a little insulted, I hate to say it, because I make a delightful brew here.
Oh,
of course, it's MJB.
Okay, okay.
And some people have to get...
I get it. You know,
mine's always available every Saturday morning with Kim Pagano.
Okay, well, good. Don't tell everybody that. We'll have a line out the door.
Right.
There
we
you go.
Will.
All right. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great. Another good. Beautiful weekend.
I know. We're into our summer, and God, we spent 4th of July out at our boat and just with our grandchildren. And oh, my God. Did you see all the pictures from Ventura Main Street? I think every single person came out there. I saw so many people out there, and I can't believe we were like in front of the parade. I was like really happy. My husband doesn't like huge crowds like that. I do, the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, did you see that picture I posted?
Yes, it was big.
And everybody was in full bloom of their costumes. So anyways, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm really excited. Today we're going to be talking with Heather Donnelly and Barbara Zasloff. We're going to be talking about their event that's coming up. And of course, that's Ghostly Evening. And of course, we're going to find out a little bit about private duty. And that's what Barbara does. Assisted Home Health and Hospice Foundation is their foundation. And I'm telling you, oh my God, they just do so much. And I've actually firsthand experienced what they do. So I'm so excited to have them be a part of the Brighter Side of the 805, the team. And of course, Chad just walked in. How are you doing, Chad?
I'm good this morning.
All right.
I had to get my coffee.
I know. Tom just told you that he's got coffee here if you ever want it.
A delightful brew of MJB, thank you.
He's like, I'll pass, okay.
You know I'm a little picky, right?
I know.
There's something about my coffee that...
You know, hey, Chad, I love that about Chad Atkins, and anybody that doesn't know who Chad is, he is the founder of PawWorks, and so glad you're here.
Yes, me too.
All right. Well, we have a great show, but before we do that, I always like to say everything that we're involved in and all of our giveaways, and Tom, you want to do that?
We have some excellent restaurants, starting off with Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket. Done the right way, it's on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats, along with poultry. They're located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, experience their top-tiered seafood, complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Along with that, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. For a great breakfast, it's Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. The Urbane Cafe has a healthy gourmet brunch. They're at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break, Town Center Drive, Oxnard. And finally, one of my favorites, call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road, Camarillo.
There you go. What do we want to give away, Chad?
You know, we have a lot of great events coming up. We have Rubicon Theaters presenting James and the Giant Peach from July 7th to July 10th. Don't forget to get your tickets at the website rubicontheater.org unless you win them here.
There you go.
We have two tickets to
give
away.
Should we just start off with that?
Let's start off with
okay,
that.
Okay, let's do a pair of tickets. And let me tell you, oh my God, they have such a great play there. So I'd love to share that. Phone number again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We always start with a moment of motivation. Be in love with your life, every minute of it. If you're not in love with yourself and your life and all that, how do you expect other people? You need to radiate yourself right from the start. So again, I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we are the brighter side of life. And of course, we are in the 805. Our first two guests are Heather Donnelly and Barbara Zasloff. And we're going to be talking with them. And then we have Marianne Williamson. And she is going to be joining us too. Her new book, Tears of Triumph. So again, I hope that you stay with us. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we've got some great guests. So again, our phone number here, call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email. Also ask to be on our newsletter, because that tells you about all of the events that we have and also gives you more chances to win. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also download our podcast, and that podcast is on your iPhone, your smartphone, and all you do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, let's bring Heather Donnelly and Barbara Zasloff on. Barbara and Heather, are you there?
We are.
Yes,
sorry for all that business that we had to take care of ahead of time, but we're so glad you're here, and thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Kim.
Well, thank you. So I'm getting excited, and of course, Ghostly Evenings is just one of your events, but you guys do so many things, and of course, the proceeds help the undeserved access needed pet support. And I don't know if you know Chad, who's from PawWorks. I thought that would be a really great connection. And so tell us a little bit about the event and what we're going to find.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny Chad's there, because I was just asking someone that does know him. I was like, hey, can you introduce me to Chad?
Well, there you go. See, it's always meant to. I tell you, everything in our life is just, nothing's by coincidence.
It's all meant to be.
I know.
It is true. I have lots of respect for your organization. So great work that you do.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so Ghostly Evening. So 2016, our foundation, you know, we identified a need in the community for patients that we provide service to. And that's really keeping pets and patients together until the end.
Yeah, and you know, I just lost my mom, and I can't tell you how every single night, every single day I come home, and I feel like I have a piece of my mom, you know, through my mom's animals and her dogs. And I love that. I love that. And so many people don't really make plans for that, right, Chad?
They really don't. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't, in the society, look at our animals, even though they give us so much unconditional love and they do so much for us, that we forget about them so easily.
Yeah, well, it's just not on our radar, you know. But I love that you guys are putting it on.
They are.
And that's what's so important. I mean, honestly, my mom would have been right there. And I know that she's like going, oh, my God, Kim, thank you for not even taking a blink to think any way, you know, any other way. So I love, and I really, that's why I want, you know, Chad's joining our show, and I love what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Barbara.
We do everything with regards to resources. So, you know, volunteers, grooming, veterinarian care, access to pet food, whatever the need is that the family has identified as a hardship to keep the animal, we try to ensure that the animal can stay there. You know, whether it's through a transition, if the patient had a joint replacement, or if it's a hospice patient and they really want to be together till the end. So we have some amazing stories of patients and pets.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And Barbara, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about what you do.
So one of my jobs is to supervise our private duty department in Santa Barbara, and that entails finding appropriate caregivers for people who are in need of some in-home caregiving, or even if they're in the hospital or somewhere else and need some caregiving. And that, you know, and that can range from temporary, very short-term care to more long-term care as they, you know, for whatever they need.
Wow. Okay. So that's a big job right there. I love it. Again, Heather, can you tell us a little bit about Assisted? I know, congratulations, you just moved into a whole new home, right?
Oh, we did. Yes, we're very proud and excited for our new corporate headquarters, which has been about a year in the making. So where our new corporate home is located at 72 Moody Court in Thousand Oaks, and that's one of 8 locations that we service. We have offices in California and Arizona.
Wow, congratulations. You guys
thank
are growing
you,
like
you.
Crazy.
Absolutely, and we do home health, hospice, caregiving services, palliative care. So it's really the full continuum of care.
Right, and so for our listeners that, you know, might be experiencing something that they would need your care or your service, and I want to say care with your service, because I told you that I have been in the home. Unfortunately, you know, when your team comes in, and wow, what a team, what a unconditional. And I want to thank you for that. But tell us, how would they get involved with you, and what would be the best way?
So if you're interested in finding out more about caregiving in your area and for your, you know, for a loved one or for yourself, we have a toll-free number that you can call. And I can give that out now.
Sure.
1-800-949-6555. And we do free in-home assessments. We could make recommendations of what we think, you know, would be appropriate. I want to stress that it need not be an emergency, or it need not be something catastrophic that, you know, to call us. It could just be that you need some companionship. It could be you're recovering from some surgery, or that your family member or, you know, caregiver is going out of town, or they need a little support. You know, caregivers do so many different things for the clients.
Barbara, we've actually had some caregivers that are authors of books, and oh my gosh, the caregivers need a caregiver, you know?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's a big job, and yes,
job.
And they're, you know, it's almost like they don't really have a life, and they don't really have time off. And so what, you know, what a great thing to have to give them some time off.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, it's interesting because a lot of family members don't even really identify themselves as caregivers because it's their family member, and they see that as just something they do. But in actuality, they're doing something that's very time-consuming and emotionally and physically
draining.
Yes,
yes, yes. And it's such a huge job that people don't really know that it's it's a job, but it is. It's like something
and
that's
so
huge.
Important.
Yeah,
so
I do. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And I do want to say we're talking with Heather Donnelly and, of course, Barbara Zaslav. Did I say that right, Barbara?
Perfect.
Oh, good. Okay. And of course, they are you, and you're both from Assisted, right? Assisted Home Health and Hospice Foundation. We're going to be talking about their Ghostly Evening. And of course, that is Wednesday, July 20th. And of course, it's over at Movie Co. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. It's going to be another great evening. They do this whole private viewing and a red carpet and all this stuff. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets away for that. So again, if you are just waking up with us, and in fact, Heather and Barbara, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. Okay,
absolutely.
Great. All right, you can call in right now to win a pair of tickets, and those tickets are all about that night. So call us right now. Leave us your name and your number and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Our phone number again is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, and thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And thank you for waking up with us. I'm Kim, and I'm here with
Chad Atkins, founder of PawWorks. And let's give a shout out to A Taste of Camarillo, hosting their wine, brew, and food festival at Camarillo Ranch on July 31st from 1 to 4 p.m. You'll be able to enjoy fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods, all while dancing along to some country western music. Yeehaw.
There you go. Do we have any tickets?
We do. Let's give away two tickets. But if you don't get tickets here, you can go to MeadowlarkServiceLeague.com. And two tickets, call
805-419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. I want to hear from everybody. These are all these great events. And, of course, all of these events give back to our community. And so it's such a win-win. You can't get any better than that. And of course, right now we are talking with Heather Donnelly and of course, Barbara Zaslav. And we're talking about Ghostly Evening. And of course, that is a movie night fundraiser. I mean, can't get any better. It's an exclusive private viewing of Ghostbuster movie. And then the reception starts at 5:15 over at Movie Co. in Thousand Oaks, right next to where you are, Chad.
Right next. Yep. I'm right downstairs.
I know. And then you have a whole silent live auctions, red carpet photo option, ghostly appetizers. And, of course, they do such a great job. And, of course, cocktails are available for purchase. So all of that goes to, and, of course, I'm going to hand it over back over to Heather. Heather, tell us a little bit about that whole evening.
So pretty much you said everything. So it's going to be a ghostly evening, but all the proceeds will benefit Hands to Cuddle, Paws to Love, which, again, keeps patients and pets together by their side until the end or through a transition. So, you know, a big thank you to all of our sponsors, the community. We did this, Kim, you remember, you were there
yes.
back in November when we did it for Spectre, our 007 James Bond film. and it was overwhelming support. I mean, we sold out a couple weeks before the actual event, and this is just, you know, we bumped up theater size, and we're even close to selling out now. And
good for you.
I love that.
The
community as a whole is just very supportive of this program. And, you know, again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors.
There you go. And you know what? I know you guys have your silent auction. I want to throw in a haircut and blow dry from me as my Westlake salon.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Kim. We appreciate that. And we're actually going to throw, I have two additional tickets that we wanted to give away to your listeners.
So, that's awesome.
That's another set for you to give out. And people will want to come out and have a ghostly evening because we have quite a few surprises that are in store for all of our attendees.
Oh, that's great. Let's give out our phone number right now. We'll throw those right out, and we'll also put them on Facebook. So if anybody is on Facebook, follow us on there because there's another chance to win. But call in right now at 805-419-0008. Okay, so what is what exactly is going to happen that night? I know you can't tell all the secrets, but can you just talk about some of the people that are sponsoring the event?
Absolutely. A big thank you to Movie Co. and to the Oaks as a whole. And many of the stores at the Oaks have contributed items to our auction, so we're very thankful and grateful for that. We also have Logix, who's going to be hosting a satellite bar, so come out for a slimy martini. We have Rose Family Funeral Home. We have Cornwall Security. We have Sean Leonard and Associates, Debbie Klein, Jeff Dan with Tolman and Weicker. We have Applegate, Ruben Carmona. We have Hub International. We have Brown & Brown Insurance. We have Palmetic. We have In Loving Memory of Ann Tintley Butcher. We have Ficus Communication Services. We have Atria Hillcrest and Atria Grand Oaks. Dave and Carol Freeman, Reardon Simi Valley. You know, Crystal Doyle, Principal Plan Advisor for Life, Health, and Long-Term Care Insurance. We have Belmont, and we have Miss Alexander. And, of course, we always have support from the Palm Garden Hotel, Celebrate Sweetly, Conejo Awards, the Kim Pagano Show, and the Oaks Mall. So, again, a lot of support for this event.
Good job, Heather.
I know.
You got all that in one breath.
I know. She's good, I'm telling you. And she sometimes MCs it. Are you going to be MCing it this time?
I mean, this event, really, we try not to do a huge, long program. We really try to make the experience speak for itself for people. But, yes, everyone will get to meet me, and we will definitely have a short video and program that we'll do for a few minutes before the movie.
There you go. All right. Well, I love it. I do want to remind everybody, of course, it starts at 5:15 to 11 o'clock, Ghostly Evening, and over at the Movie Co. That is July 20th. Okay. And if you don't win tickets here, Heather, where do they go?
They can actually go to our website, which is www.assisted1.com/tickets, or they can call 805-379-3656. Again, 805-379-3656.
There you go. And I do want to remind everybody that everybody that's getting a newsletter, it's been in there. I hope that you have gotten your tickets yet. And if you haven't, please do, because it's a great win-win cause. I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And Heather, tell us, okay, again, how do we get in touch with Assisted and, of course, Home Health and Hospice Foundation?
Sure. To get a hold of the foundation, you just call our main foundation line, which is 805-379-3656. And I did want to let you know, in our program, we have a few pets that are up for placement. So I have two German Shepherd puppies. So if anybody out there is interested in adopting a 5-month-old German Shepherd puppy, we have two of them. And then we also have a cat, an older cat. So again, it's
Heather, family. I think we need to talk. I think that's my forte.
I know, exactly. I love it.
Hey, if you can help me, that's wonderful, because they're beautiful dogs, but I have little kids, so that's, you know, a big dog. Everyone's like, oh, you should take them. I'm like, I have one dog, and that's enough for my family right now. But
well, I think 1,800 animals in 2 years is, I think that's my forte. So yeah, we'll definitely talk off
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I wanted to connect you guys. I think that would be great. You guys will love each other. Barbara, okay, when is it time to hire a caregiver?
Well, like I said, I think if you are recovering from an illness or surgery, if you have a loved one who's caring for you that's leaving town, If you just need someone to drive you to appointments, if you need some companionship, but, you know, I always say don't wait for an emergency. You know, get to know someone now. There's so many things a caregiver could do. They could help with meal prep. They could help with housekeeping and medication reminders. And, you know, they can even help. We have a lot of people call us who are going into the hospital for a procedure, and they just want a caregiver there to kind of keep track of everything and sit with them and just be there to get them through the hospital procedures. There's so many different ways we could be helpful. And one way is that we also take care of pets while you're recovering. So, you know, a lot of our caregivers are very pet friendly and feed the dogs and walk the dogs and love the dogs and cats. So, you know, it all ties in. It's really kind of we're all very committed to our family.
And Barbara, I'm curious, how has having Hands to Cuddle, Paws to Love really helped build your business and showing that maybe you guys are a little different and you guys do the whole package for as a caregiver? I think that's a great service that is being offered. So how does that work into everything?
Well, I think that, you know, we like to address the whole person and their whole life, not just the medical portion or the, you know, caregiving portion to the client. But, you know, as we've all talked about, you know, pets are part of the family. So caring for someone's pets and, you know, really making that commitment has, you know, just kind of, I think, has been the missing piece. And so it's something that we're all very committed to doing. And Heather can tell you, it's just been amazing how thankful and grateful and appreciative. You know, I've dealt with a lot of people who thought that they had to get rid of their animals because they were ill, and then they saw they didn't have to. And that actually helped facilitate their health and getting better quicker.
Now, Barbara, here's one of my questions is, it's scary to hire people that you don't know, right? And
yes,
so what
absolutely.
Is the best way to screen caregivers?
Well, the good news is that Assisted does all of that for you.
Oh, what a relief right there, yeah.
So we do, you know, in addition to background checks and verification of training and certification, we do skills tests, we do written testing, we make sure that there's TB clearance and CPR certification and background checks and reference checks. I mean, we really, you know, I mean, certainly our motto really basically is if we wouldn't have them in our own home, we're not going to send them to your home.
So,
take great pride in that.
And I'm sure my listeners are going, okay, Kim, ask this question. You know me, I always just right out there, I ask it. But what if you don't like the caregiver that somebody's, you know, is sent to you? How do you work that?
Not a problem. We
okay.
have a, you know, large pool of caregivers, and you know, it's sort of a little bit of a matchmaking kind of effort here because, you know, personality is a big part of making sure that it's a good fit. And so if somebody calls and says that it's just not working, no questions asked. I mean, we like to know why, of course, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge reason. And we change out the caregivers and, you know, we have no problem doing that at all. In fact, sometimes we have caregivers meet the client beforehand. That's sometimes possible as well.
And I got to say, my grandmother had a caregiver before she passed away. And you know, as they get dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, they sometimes become very difficult. So personalities change very drastically.
Yeah.
So
that's a great point.
It's great that you guys are working with the client, you know, on a regular basis. And if you have to change out, you know, because my grandma went through
quite a
couple of caregivers because
okay.
she got very difficult as her
that's
disease
sad,
progressed.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm so glad and, you know, proud to be a part of Assisted and to work with you guys. And I just want to go over a couple things again. One, if anybody is needing something from Assisted, how do they get in touch with you, Heather and Barbara?
Well,
For Foundation, they can call 805-379-3656. Again, that's the direct Foundation line, so 805-379-3656.
And then for the private duty or other questions about our healthcare services, the toll-free number is 1-800-949 1-800-949-6555. Again, 1-800-949-6555. I want to also say that to your listeners, Kim, we want to offer 10% off the first week of care. If somebody needs a caregiver and they want to try it out, whether it's just for a day or for the whole week.
Wow, thank you so much. That's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so please let them, you know, if they call, mention your program, and they've got the discount.
Oh, that's great, because it's such a time where you just need some help, and what a great relief right there. Again, I do want to remind everybody, of course, July 20th, movie night fundraiser. I hope to see all of my listeners out there. And, of course, that's the Ghostly Evening. Starts at 5:15 to 11. Where do we get tickets if they don't win them here?
Again, they can call the foundation 805-379-3656, or they can visit our website, www.assisted1.com, and they can click right on foundation. It will take them to the Ghostbusters page. And I did want to, Kim, mention a big thank you to our other partner, which is Hospice of the Conejo and Conejo Valley Veterinarian Hospital, for their support.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? I always say many hands make little work, and you've done a great job collecting everybody. And, of course, that's what makes this all work. And so thank you so much, and thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Of course. Thank you for having us, Kim. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, ladies. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Marianne Williamson. And, of course, oh, my God, everybody knows Marianne. She's such an amazing lady. She's got so many things going on. I'm so excited to have her on our show. And, of course, we're going to talk about her new book, Tears to Triumph. And we're going to find out a little bit more about her. I hope that you stay with us all the way till 8 o'clock. This is we'll be here, and of course talk to us.
We'd love to give a shout out to one of our amazing sponsors, Dr. Adrian E. Lara in Oxnard at Celebrating Women's Center for Health, Beauty, and Wellness. You can reach her at 805-988-7577. Their total philosophy is celebrating the woman from start to finish, and they do see men too.
They do. And of course, you can do weight management, Botox, fillers, liposuction, anything that you need there. But no, she's pretty passionate about what she does, and I'd love to share that with you. All right. Do we want to do a quick giveaway?
Yeah, we have Wings Over Camarillo is hosting their annual air show from August 20th to August 21st at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on their awesome airplanes. And you can get two tickets at 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email, and we'll get right back to you.
There you go. And again, that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right here.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats, as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim with Chad. And of course, Tom's here. And Tom, or Chad, do you want to say something?
Yeah, you know what? We had Dani Bonson in here a few weeks ago, yeah. And she was absolutely amazing from Studio Soul. And we have a one-hour personal training gift certificate to give out right now. You can call 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and one of our team members will call you back. And if you don't win this, you can reach out to Dani at Soul, S-O-L, fitsolutions.com, or 805-732-4836.
Yeah, no, I mean, not only that is she does Ayurveda. Have you ever heard of that? Ayurveda, it's a whole way
we talked
eating.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing. But not only that, she's a running instructor. I mean, she's got some all these hidden talents.
Yeah, she tells you what you do wrong.
I know, or how to learn
how
better.
To do,
I'm going to go on the positive
how to do right.
side of that. Yeah, I'm all of a sudden like, I want to start getting my body back in shape. You know how you just... You're still,
you know,
you're doing good. I'm doing good.
I am doing, I'm 6 weeks in and 10 pounds down. So I'm happy.
Awesome. That's what it's all about. All right. I'm really excited about our next guest. And I can't wait to talk with her. And of course, her new book, Tears to Triumph, Marianne Williamson. Marianne, are you there?
I sure am. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you? And thank you so much for joining us.
I'm great, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and where you are in your life right now.
I'm a writer, and my newest book, as you said, is called Tears to Triumph, The Spiritual Journey from Suffering to Enlightenment.
Mm.
I write books. I give talks based on spiritual topics and how they apply to the situations in our life that are the stuff of normal human existence, whether it has to do with career or love relationships or politics or anything else.
Mm.
And this book has to do with sadness and how sadness is part of life. We all go through disappointment, and how over the last few years we seem to have lost touch with sadness as a normal human phenomenon, and we have begun to medicalize normal human despair. You know, there's a normal spectrum of pain when you have a bitter divorce, painful breakup, a career that seems to have gone off the rails, professional disappointment, financial hardship, the loss of a loved one. And these days, you know, there's such an overprescription of antidepressants given to people who are going through these situations.
So, Marianne, what you're saying basically is we think that we're not supposed to feel this, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what I'm saying. When did we make sadness wrong?
I know. And, you know, I don't know. I'm sure you don't know this, but I just lost my mom in the middle of February. And very unexpected. I never in my life, she was my best friend and, you know, my biggest cheerleader. And it was like, oh my God, how do I go on? And of course, thank God for my show and my supporters and my own cheerleading in my mind, in my heart, I learned to pick myself up and keep going on. But there was a moment that I had to recognize, wow, I am devastated. And you know what? No, I'm not going to go on, you know, happy pills to just get rid of this. I'm going to feel it and walk through it. And you know, my listeners, I know, I mean, because I've gotten so many calls and so many emails from my listeners that saying, wow, you still show up. Yeah, I show up every day, but it doesn't mean that I don't cry every day and that I don't feel my pain. And I think that that's such a myth that we have to lay down in bed and, you know, not feel it. So I love where you're going, Tears to Triumph. That's part of our life, right?
Well, absolutely. And first of all, let me say, you know, my condolences about the loss of your mother.
Thank you.
I have lost my mother.
Mm.
And I remember feeling the day of her death that I did not know sadness could be this deep.
Me neither.
There is nothing like it.
Yeah, it's the beginning of your life, you know.
When I was a child, we gave much more permission in our society. There was much more of an understanding that it would take people months to get over the loss of an immediate family member. It was understood. Grief, the period of a year, was kind of an accepted, you know, widows would wear black for a year.
Right.
These days, we have this idea that there is a time past which this is a problem and you should go on something, you should seek treatment. And this is the aberration. Seeing it, seeing grief as the aberration is the aberration. And when you have everything that you were talking about in terms of your friends, your loved ones, and also an emotional permission we give ourselves. My mother died.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough for a while. And that people around you don't try to push you through it, but know that, you know, I will bear witness to your agony. You know, you want to stay in and watch TV tonight? You want to be alone? Do you want to go out? You know?
Yeah, or you don't even know what you want. Because
and
you're...
also, what the book is about what the spiritual traditions have to say about these things, including the death of a loved one.
Mm.
You know, from a spiritual perspective, the body dies, but the spirit does not.
Yes.
And in appreciating this, you still grieve and you're still deeply sad that the loved one has died, but there's no barbed wire around the situation. You're not living with the torment of thinking, that's it, I'll never see him again, that's it. But rather, a spiritual understanding in this, as in all situations, expands our understanding to the realization that there is a love beyond this and there is a perfection beyond this. And I have to dwell in this sacred moment of sadness, but it will lead me to deliverance. You know, Buddha recognized that life is suffering, but this culminated in his enlightenment. Moses was sent by God to deliver the Israelites when they were suffering, but this led to the entrance into the promised land. Mm-hmm. Jesus suffered on the cross, but that then led to the resurrection.
You know what I find? As a culture also is that, you know, me growing up, you know, 30 years ago, I was brought to funerals. People don't
I'm
really...
I'm sorry, you were what?
I was taken to a funeral when a loved one
right.
passed away. Nowadays, the kids aren't brought. It's almost like a burden to bring your child.
You are so correct.
And so as a culture, we've taken that away, and we haven't learned to watch grief and experience
that
it ourselves.
That is so true. That is exactly right. And I talk about in the book, we have peripheralized death.
Right.
And it's exactly as you said. It used to be that people, you know, grandparents lived at home, grandparents died, children grew up with that. You're absolutely correct.
Wow.
And even though, of course, we celebrate that science has allowed us to live longer, we also realize that this pushing away of death is not a functional reaction. And to numb yourself during times of grief is just another way of pushing it away.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm here. I'm Kim, and I'm here with Chad and Tom. And, of course, we're talking with Marianne Williamson. And we're talking about Tears to Triumph. And, you know, what I love about your title is Tears to Triumph. It's okay to have tears. It's okay to feel pain. It's okay to feel sadness. But... you know what? It's like another acceptance of our life. And I think that what we're talking about is that a lot of people don't accept it. And how do we, you know, it's almost there until it's not there. I mean, that's really what, you know, what I've heard. And I love that. It's there until it's not there.
Well, but when we have a spiritual understanding,
correct.
This makes all the difference in terms of when the day comes when it's not there and with whether or not on that day it's actually not there anymore. Because if you don't learn from the suffering, now let's go away from the situation of losing a loved one, but let's say a divorce, a breakup, you lost your job, you lost a lot of money. Part of the pain sometimes is facing the part of it that was due to our own mistakes.
Right.
And so you don't just wait it out. You learn what there is to be learned.
What is this lesson telling me? What is this journey all about? And I think that's
how do I need to atone for my own errors, recognize my errors, make amends for my errors, apologize to others if appropriate? Where do I need to forgive other people? Where do I need to really learn patience and know that during this time, this too shall pass, but I can forbear? How to navigate the turbulent waters. If you don't know how to navigate the turbulent waters of life, you don't know how to navigate life.
Wow.
So there's something more than just waiting it out.
Right.
There is a mastery to noble sadness. And that's why what I talk about in the book is, what did Buddha say about how to become enlightened, the Eightfold Noble Path? What do the Ten Commandments really say about returning to righteousness with God? Mm. What does unconditional love and forgiveness that Jesus spoke of, how does that actually transform these emotions? So it's more than waiting it out. It's
right.
applying the lessons, learning the lessons to be learned here, and making the changes in our own hearts and our own minds and our own behavior that will put us on a different plane, so that after this situation, we will live from a wiser place and will not face so much suffering in the future.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Marianne, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about how do we go through those lessons? How do we actually, you know, make some of our, tears to triumph, and how do we use these lessons for everyday life? So with that, I know you want to do a quick shout
out. Yeah, we want to give a quick shout out to Mortgage Couch. Kim, when you have to finance a house, how difficult is it?
Oh,
how stressful?
No, but you know what? Right now is the lowest interest.
I know.
I've been talking about it.
Thankfully to the Brexit or whatever, say that. But we have Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop at Mortgage Couch. They offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Visit them at mortgagecouch.com, or you can call them at 805-676-0377. And the amazing thing is you get to talk to them directly.
I know. That's what's so good. And they're really personable. You'll love them. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Embark on a fruitful musical adventure of epic proportions when Rubicon Theater presents this summer's youth production of James and the Giant Peach Jr., a delightful musical adaptation of Roald Dahl's book about a boy, his insect friends, and their journey across the ocean on a giant piece of fruit. Music and lyrics by Tony-nominated songwriters and directed and choreographed by Caroline Morano. Musical direction by Miriam Erachia. This musical includes puppets, a cast of 24 school students ranging in age from 8 to 15. It runs for 6 performances through July 10th. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, you can go on our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, check out all of our shows on our website, kimpaganoshow.com.
Yeah, and we have a giveaway. It's Studio Channel Island's 2-week session summer art camp. And we have to note, this starts Monday.
I know.
July 11th, which is this Monday. So we definitely have to get this going. But Studio Channel Islands is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County by fostering connections between artists and visitors.
And this is from 6 to 16, right? It's 2 weeks. It's $320 value.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to be sharing that with somebody. So if you can
start Monday, call 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and someone will call call you back.
There you go. All right, we are talking with Marianne Williamson, and we are talking about Tears to Triumph is her new book. So many books. I love her books. I love what she thinks and how she feels, and we're talking about really the lessons from our experiences, and we all have, I always say life happens to all of us, but it's how we deal with it and how we walk through it and how we learn from it. And Marianne, you were talking about, you know, learning from it, the lessons. Tell me, how does that work for you, and what are we going to find in your book about that?
Well, there are certain principles, as I was saying. If you can't see yourself as a victim and be happy, you can't fail to atone and take responsibility for your own choices and your own mistakes and be happy. You can't blame other people for your circumstances and be happy. You can't withhold forgiveness and be happy. So when I was saying before, you can't just write it out or wait it out. You have to apply the tools, and the tools are, where am I not taking responsibility for this? Where am I just concentrating on what the other person did wrong and not owning the part that I played?
Mm.
Where am I choosing to hold on to the past rather than to allow God to show me new opportunities in the present? Where am I holding on to bitterness or blame or cynicism and not allowing new life in? Where am I only living for the future and not rising to the occasion of this moment? Where am I thinking only about what I'm not getting? And where am I not appreciating and living fully those things that remain?
Wow. Those are food for thought. All of those that you just said, you made me like, okay, am I doing my fullest to live in this life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it can't be just fighting depression. It has to be proactively cultivating happiness. And that's what we don't do enough of in this society. We know that you can't just fight illness. We have to proactively cultivate health through nutrition, through diet, through exercise, some of which you've talked about on the show before I was on.
Yes.
We have to do the same thing with happiness. You can't use your mind in the direction that the mind was not created for, i.e. in a loveless way, and expect to be happy. Our whole society, in a way, is a bit of a setup for despair. Because we have this thought that, you know, you'll be happy if you get this. You'll be happy if you get that. You'll be happy if you make this happen or that happen. And, you know, the Buddha said that nothing of this world can provide anything but temporary happiness.
Right.
So our society has everybody, half the time you're in struggling or grasping mode to get that thing you think you make will make you happy. Then you're either in despair because you don't have it yet, or you got it, but because nothing of this world is deep enough to sustain us, the fairy dust is going to rub off, and then you're in despair because that thing you thought would make you happy didn't exactly make you happy.
So true. And, you know, one of the things that I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I have looked at, and I am like one of those goal-getting, goal-setting, okay? But you know what? I don't ever sit in my goals or celebrate my accomplishments long enough, because I'm already thinking of what's my next one. So what if I
that's crazy thinking. And
yeah,
that is not happiness producing thinking.
Correct.
That's the ego mind. Because the ego mind will never be happy. I hit number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. I was happy about it for about 5 minutes, and then my ego wanted to know why was I not higher number. And would I be on next week? And maybe it was just a spike. Maybe it wouldn't last.
Yeah. So
and
why don't we
That whole thing is like insane.
It really is. And so I'm all of a sudden, now I'm like, you know, I have all these to-do books that I give out, okay? But what about, why are we doing to-do? What about celebrating what we have already done? And
even if we haven't done it, that's the thing. The key to happiness is
just
to want
being.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, is to just live in this moment, knowing that there's nothing but the love that we can give to each other. If the three of us on this call right now are doing anything other than being attentive to each other, listening to each other, sharing with each other, collaborating with each other in the hopes that this program helps somebody. Somebody, you know, the goal being, not that I have a number one book or that you have a number one radio or podcast,
correct,
but that somebody listening right now
is going
might
to
hear something, yeah, that makes their day better.
Ooh, how,
well,
yeah.
And I agree. I mean, running a nonprofit myself, I see the happiness that even volunteering, just giving back of yourself to something
right
else where you're not wanting, you know, everything we do in life is egocentric. I mean, we want something in return. But when you're just giving back,
it's
proven. Yeah. It is proven statistics that giving gives you more of a hormone and endorphin release than taking. So, that gives you happiness. I mean, that gives you physiological happiness. So that changes.
And actually, that's not egocentric. I don't think everything in life is egocentric. I think there are many things in life, such as you just mentioned, that are the absence of ego. And as you're saying, that's the only thing that can bring us happiness. I mean, when you help a child cross the street, you know, it's not you're doing it. You know, there's an old line in spirituality, virtue is its own reward.
Mm.
That you get something from that. You get more from an egoless state than from an ego-filled state.
Right.
You know, the ego is your self-hatred masquerading as your self-love. It says I'm looking out for number one. But if all I'm doing is looking out for number one, I will not be happy.
That is
because
so true.
I will separate myself from other people. I'm putting myself on that wheel of suffering. I got to get this. I got to get that. And the truth of the matter is when we are living the other way, just trying to kind of rise to the occasion in this moment, and I'm not saying I'm there 24/7. Nobody I know
no,
is there 24/7.
Yeah.
Only great masters. But to the extent to which I live that way, that's when I am happier, and it's also when I'm more successful.
There you go.
Because the world can work on your behalf, and people like you, and it all just comes together.
Mm,
and when you're just trying to make things happen, an embryo doesn't have to struggle to become a baby, and an acorn doesn't have to struggle to become an oak tree. Natural intelligence works through. Spiritual intelligence will lift us up to the highest places. But when we're trying to drive the car and just make things happen, I love how in our society, they say that the image we have for success is to take the bull by the horns. Take the bull by the horns is a suicidal thing to
do. It really is. And you know what? Whenever I think that's probably been my biggest lesson in life is to control. Marianne, we are at the end of our show. Oh, my God. I want to talk to you more. I would love to have you back. I always enjoy having you. Where do we find your book, Tears to Triumph?
You find it at Amazon.com or Seller or... you can go to my website, marianne.com, and hopefully, you know, it will help whoever could be helped by it.
I love it. I love what you do, and thank you so much. I'd love you to join me again, and we'll dig deeper. So, thank you so much. We are at the end of our show today, and of course, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to all of my guests, and Chad and Tom, thank you so much. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Be happy for this moment. This moment is your life. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we'll talk to you next week. You have a really great rest of your weekend.